This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
I want to share with you this morning something that will change your life forever. Let me tell you, it doesn't take so much to make impact in life. It takes secrets. Only a man who understands secrets can be a victor and a ruler in this life. As important as hard work is, hard work is not so important when you compare it side by side with secrets. You should have known by now. Somebody said,
let your glory
The sun can go on the moon, the earth rather can go on the sun. Your life will not change. Death can come and go. The earth can be gone from the sun. Your life will never change. There are definite secrets that causes a man to be able to unroll the possibilities that are in every season. Many people lose the secrets of their lives. Said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 32, he said the sons of Isaac, he said they had understanding of the times and the seasons, and knew what Israel ought to do. He said the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. It's not enough to know that it's a new season. He said they knew what to do. They are beginning to know what to do. Was not made champions and heads in their plan. You may have come this morning and you know that you are about to enter into a new system, but that you know it's not enough. There are many people that are aware that God wants to visit them. God wants to give them a visitation. Nothing happens because that you are aware that you are not ready for it. It's knowing what to do and doing what to do that activates the new system. Israel was in captivity in Egypt for 400 years. God had taught Abraham many years before their captivity that they were going to be in captivity for 400 years. But they were there for 430 years because there was no man that knew what to do. The calendar of heaven was that the calendar would come to them after 400 years. For 400 years past, 401, 402, until 430, God was heaven. In those 30 days, many people died. They were being played, fought, beaten, molested, children were killed in Egypt. God did nothing. Because the people on earth did not know what to do, and no impossibilities that they had seen. There are many believers that promotion have been hanging on their head for 10 years. But they don't know what to do, and they don't know the promotion. There are many believers that God has spoken to this person over their life, but the last pastor to hear, they don't know. Every time they are ready to come, they feel something is about to happen. They think something will happen, but the impending passes. Every time the new year begins, they go and make the solution. They think because a new day has come, they think because the earth has gone around the sun, it is going to bring them new possibilities. This is not the situation. It is the wisdom, the secret, and the understanding to take advantage of those seasons that makes a difference. And this is when many believers lack understanding. Somebody has been in business struggling for years. God shows up and says he's about to prove the best. He makes it aware. Sometimes God sends men graciously and then tools that are connected to every season and only them can maximize it. I have seen this evil for many years. I have copied the lives of men and I have seen this season. Let people pray together. Labor and fasting together. They want to push, they fast for 7 days, they pray.
Just take it away from your destiny. Because you have no idea what possibility continues.
know how to download the possibilities, you will talk about it, but you will not come to pass. Jesus appeared to me at the age of 7. I saw him again at the age of 20. And he told me he was sending me to the nation as an ambassador. Jesus! was in Nazareth for 30 years. People only knew him as a carpenter. 30 years! But when the season of manifestation came, the man called him from his house, not what to say to John. John had been baptized. Where were you? He understood the seasons. And when he went to John, to be baptized, John said, no, we should be baptized of you. He says, so far you will be so far now. He becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. The power to unlock that season was locked up in the divine. This is where our mistakes came. We come to just the seed, we worship God, we cry, we give up, we give seed, but we don't know the things that promotes. If God wants to promote a man, he brings the new quota of righteousness. The moment you walk into it, you have activated an authority on the earth. Suffering is over now. That was Jesus, the Son of God speaking. He didn't say, because I'm the Son of God, everything I want to save the world, I will save the world. But when many people came in Nazareth, he didn't heal one. Many people, he didn't heal one. He was still the Son of God. But he said, suffer into this over now. As if it was not enough, he allowed John to be called into humiliation, but he's an incarnate in the spirit. Some of the things you call harassment, it was God working in you. In 2016, I didn't know that my season was closed. And God led me to my great image. My friends, we live together in the same house. And as I started fellowship with him, I said, okay, whenever he just came into here, he said, I have a meeting that I have fellowship with you, and if there's anything I can do for you. Touch of us! We're submitted to our husband and son. Touch of us live in the same house. My friend couldn't be the also in the I said, John, you worship, but in this job, you grow from the land, and you grow through the land. Both of us, we're ministers in heaven. Because I said, I will go to church on Sunday morning. My old friend said, we grow through the land, and the Christian in the also in the I have my master's degree. You are not graduated from the university. I have my master's degree. And he was on a campus church. But the computer was installed at the door. Records of the people. When they have their conversion and people come from Remnant, where I was in this time. And they started from the way those guys are standing like this. The Remnant pastors look at me. What's happening? What's going on here? That's when you know that promotion is not about driving the Bible. Promotion is not about talking God. Promotion is the quality and the texture of your uniqueness to the pastor of the Holy Spirit. Stay there 1 year, 6 months, 8 months, and was a question in my friend's church. For those 1 year, 8 months, when the church knows that great, he does have his biggest to be carried back and put it in, and we go to this house and we become friends. When we go off, we become friends. 8 months, my old friend. Lord, what is this? I died many times. But the important thing when it became normal for me, I was still the worship work I was having for. At first, I was conscious of the fact that I had been driving with my master's degree holder. But the point came, I didn't remember it anymore. At first, I was conscious, come on, what did I be serving this children? The point came, I didn't remember it anymore. I didn't know that period that the Lord was dealing with me. He was reorganizing my soul to be able to handle glory and power. Most of the things you call a harassment, they are schools of the spirit. Those are the things that will help you maximize the seasons that are opening up in your life. Because seasons are activated by authority. When those seasons were born, even himself knew that it would be seen for me to consider the father of me. And I passed the test. As the seasons are unlocked today, most of you need them to go to the shop, and there's something we have to walk in God and the Holy Ghost taking part. You will not be aware that it is the texture of your obedience that unlocks the powers of the season. Most of you will go to your office, a lot of crisis, you want to act, and the Holy Ghost will come down. You will keep quiet, you are done. Because the possibility of that season will only work through the weakness of your spirit. And that's what the Holy Ghost is dedicated to teach you. And if you fail to pass the test, even though the prophecies are all well, background you've given to us is a name. Anybody that grew up in from that name can unlock this thing, but what is it in the beginning of the name? So as we unlock this thing this morning, as we go back, your path to maximizing this season is in your obedience to the utterance of God and the prophetic instructions that keep coming from your altar. Sometimes God wants to unlock this season and he gives a man a demand and the man finish. Did you read the life of Abraham in Genesis chapter 22? Abraham many years ago that he blessed in all things. All things! Here was Abraham, he had given birth to his son. They were 25 years, the teaching was not to everyone the way of faith. So Abraham learned faith for 25 years, and God was not moved. God didn't say, okay, Abraham, but God was making words. When Abraham succeeded in learning faith, he gave him a child, but the greatness had not come. The only way he was going to walk into that greatness was to pass the command of his sister. And when Isaac was grown up, he said, take my child, my only child, whom thou lovest, and offer him to me as a sacrifice. But how did what is that story? You promised me this child. I waited for 25 years. Now this child is growing. So all together we'll be around 35 or something here, and then you now come and say, I should go and kill this guy. This is the voice of the devil. Have you not been in that situation where you were trusting God for a particular amount of money? You were trusting God for money, and then the money came. The moment the money came, God now says, take that money and put it in your mouth. See what I'm doing to bring this down. They see the youth giving like foolish people. They say because they are rich. No, they are not giving because they are rich. They are rich because they are giving. The poor man will keep the little he has and remain little. Even when God is speaking, he is thinking of the money he wants to buy. That's why he remains at the level of money. But the rich man understands the law. All he has, God said, give you what you promise. And then this year he gave 1,000, next year he gave 8,000, the next one he gave 100,000, the next time he gave 1,000, and then he passed this immediately. Because they have, and that's why they are so. Keep your own there, and you will remain with that change in that particular season. The law of activating season is the law of obedience. those things that God has insisted you do that you are not supposed to do as my kids. That is why God says the prophecy is not working. The prophecy has worked again and again. You have failed to take delivery because your obedience is lacking. He said, when your obedience is fulfilled, then you can avenge your disobedience. We are basing the tradition of Christians that are going to die in the place of God. God, you have no regard for his authority. It's the God you are working to bless. This is why you have Christ every day. This vision that is about to be opened, you can open up different definitions of this in every day of your life. There are times when in 1 year, you notice 3, 4, 5, 6 promotions. Because, you know, God is light. God is light. This light you are seeing, you think it's just it. Light is not a continuum. Light is in packets. In packets. We call it packet. But the frequency of the release is too high. That's why you think it's a vein. It's actually this place in packet. Everything God wants to give you comes to me in packet. But you determine the frequency by the secrets you understand. Because God is light. If God gives you everything he wants to give you, now he saw you. He says, I do not drive out your enemy in 1 day. Because if I do, the land becomes desolate. And the beast may come in and devour you. So the degree of enlightenment is what determines the volume of blessing you can accommodate. And your enlightenment is not your charge. It is the secret you apprehend. You enter, you can maximize it to be depending on your level of understanding and quality of obedience. The way to maximize the season is to take advantage of what the authority of God and cause on, and the authority of God and cause on the name of God. This is, remember the Bible said, God swore by his name. That's the blessing. He will bless the ground. Resonates on the name of God. The name of God is the seal of his authority. Listen, in the natural realm, we use names in the nomenclature, we use names like identification, but it's different from the spiritual realm. So if I say, oh man, my friend will say, can I help you? Because he thinks that name is to identify him. But in the spiritual realm, names are deeper than identification. Names in the spirit realm are signatures of authority. So the secret of authority of a man in the spirit is designated by his name. So the authority of God is locked up in the name of God. Every time a man through obedience enters a season, then his understanding of the authority of the name of God becomes a tool of continually unlocking the dimensions and the possibilities of access. Unfortunately again, many believers don't understand the weight of the name of God. So the guy is going to the car, the driver prays, he says, Jesus! And the Jesus he calls was out of fear, not out of revelation. The first thing I've told you this morning is what? Continuous obedience as a precursor for entering into the system. The second thing I want to show you now is using the name of God by revelation as a key of maximizing your system. Because when true obedience will enter the system, by your revelation of the name of Jesus, you begin to maximize the system. Remember, when God wanted to bless the man, he said, your name shall no longer be Abraham, but Abraham. So everywhere Abraham went, he began to order a new kind of name. I am no longer an Azuta, I am now the father of kings. So that name was a witness of the new thing God wants to begin to do in his life. So as this season is unlocked, if you go back and then you are talking to things you were talking yesterday, even if you are in a new possibility, you cannot maximize it. That's why God comes to a man, he said, I will make you great. Or he tells the man, you are great. And the man goes back, is lamenting about the crisis of yesterday. He has not entered into the reality of today. The moment he enters into the reality of today, he begins to confess to you the way God exists. That was how God created the world. When God was creating the world, everything God created in Genesis chapter 1, he did not begin. It was in Genesis chapter 2 that most of the things he created began to appear. I will show you from the Bible. The Bible says, God plucked the green plant and it came out of the ground. And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible said, God had not yet made man. So there was no green vegetation on the land because there was no man to fill the ground. So what God said, let this thing appear, he saw it in spirit. As this season is proclaimed over you, it will be declared to be the season of abundance. So when you get home, it doesn't matter what you see. The moment the man was able to see, he began to call himself Abraham. And the Bible said in Romans chapter 4 verse 8, he said he is not by the promises of God to him. He was strong in faith, giving thanks to God. What was he doing? He was saying what God said. Imagine if you were Abraham's generation and a man of 100 years who is in prayer. Now wakes up one of the sons and says, now I am father of kings. I am father of kings. You will say, oh, this Christ is a faith man. Ah, this thing has affected you, but you understood how you were in what? He knew what the man was. So he called his circumstance what God calls it. That's how you minister in the spirit. You come to somebody who is sick. Obviously, the person is sick. But when you come, you will not say you are sick. You say you are healed. Because you are calling what God calls. And the moment faith is released, the person becomes what God calls. So the name you call your circumstance is the resource to be had. When you enter a season, it becomes a pattern that your pattern has changed. Most of you seasons have come and gone. There are some who have even entered, but you have not walked in reality because you talk your circumstance, not talk what God says. Every season God unlocks the potentials of those seasons and not talk in the name. This is why the children of Israel have been named for God. Every dispensation had a name for God. God came and said, yes, truly, you are there, but I will give you a child. So he now saw a God that had the ability to provide all his name, and he said his name is called El Shaddai. So when they related with God, they related with God based on the possibilities they see in him that was available for their seasons. He was in need, he was in lack, he was in want. And then here comes the Spirit and say, I will provide all you need. Now we can talk as great rested by. So every time Abraham went to God, he said, a multi-rested one, a blessed one. So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob called God El Shaddai. And this is why they could not lack in their lives. Abraham needed a child, and El Shaddai gave him a child. Isaac was in Canaan. There was poverty in the land. People were running to Egypt. They wanted to run to Egypt. Was there this thing in this land? And Isaac began to relate to the El Shaddai. Isaac got where he is right now. And the El Shaddai made water to come out of it. So long as he was calling El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, everything he needed was supernaturally provided. Because he knew that the potential of that season was locked up in the understanding of the God that provides by Jesus. So he said, El Shaddai. These guys knew this secret so much that even when they blessed their children, they blessed them with those names. Because those names were like cactus that hosted all of those dimensions. So Jacob would bless his children and he said, El Shaddai bless you. Adonai keep you. All of them in different things. Adonai means Lord. El Shaddai means supplier. So when he wants to supply, he said, let the supplier bless you. When he wants to preserve, he said, let the master, the Lord, keep you. They understood the place of matters. A new season is coming upon your life. It's important what you say. Because your obedience will be complete, but your language will be wrong. And if your language is wrong, everything that is available, you cannot maximize. Israel, when going out of Egypt, and there was war, there was no way they could conquer their enemies. Their enemies were stronger than them. And instantly, God gives Moses wisdom. He says, sit on the mountain, and so long as we lift your hand, Israel will be conquered. And Moses was there, his hand lifted. And so long as his hand was there. Israel was winning. The land come down, Israel loses. Aaron and Hur had to separate. When the battle was over, the man changed what they called God. They had to call him the Lord. Because that's it. What God was doing for them was to cover them like a cap. So their ordinances were consistent with the possibilities and conditions of the season. So when you are blessed, be sensitive to hear, not be religious. Believers come to church, you are blessing them to be like this. They think you by losing their heart and nothing happens to you because you are gesticulating. You need to understand the secrets that bind the snakes and make them happen. You hear a man of God come and say, this season is a season of divine health. But the person didn't hear what God said. He goes back, he falls sick and he's struggling. What did God say about this season? The Israelites knew it, so they carried it as their heritage. Every time they lacked, they went to invoke the name. So when Isaac was blessing Jacob, he didn't bother to give him his asset. He said, I bless you with one and one. The name he gave Jacob, anywhere Jacob goes to, that name can produce one and one. He had to be guarded for inflation. I bless you with one and one. So he gave him himself. And this was Jacob wanting to bless the sons of Joseph in Genesis chapter 48, and he began to talk to them about the same El Shaddai that appeared to him. These are things how these guys walked. They understood spiritual laws. They had mastery over secrets. But the believer said, today somebody keeps a big partner. He said, I have blessed you. Thank God. Tomorrow, he meets all the money, doesn't show. He said, wait till they have everything to have. How can the mouth that bears us? How can the fountain of fresh water bring salt water? So we joke about possibilities. And we are not taught, so we don't understand the power that is on the tongue. He said, the human dead is the power of the tongue. He said, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The fruit is what you see. It becomes your reality. The meaning of the city was the only manner of your life. Jesus Savior, because in the season of salvation, God was no longer coming to us as Jehovah Sabaoth. He was not coming to us as Jehovah Ra. He was coming to us as Savior. So the name of God that the angel introduced to Mary, he said, it shall be called Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So the reason he was called Jesus was because salvation had come. So the name was consistent in the system. Everybody that through obedience followed salvation demand, which is to believe in his heart and confess his sin. And as you are saved, then you will carry the name of Jesus everywhere you go. This is why we call Jesus every time we call him. Because we know that the name of Jesus has the power to invoke salvation. But if you don't understand that everything God wants to do, and all the abilities of God are locked up in the name, you may talk the way you choose to talk. Because you don't understand that your greatest security is in the world. Your greatest security is not in the hands of the military, it is in what you say. But many don't understand. Seasons. A season is about to open your house. And the best demand of that season is to be careful to obey everything that that season contains. The season will be that for you begin to be liberal. For you to maximize that season, keeping must become your life. The season will demand that for you no problem, no argument, no baptism, no horses. So long as you obey the demand of that season, everything that season has become for you. And the season will demand that for you is prayer and fasting. The season will demand that for you is in because in a few moments, it will come to demand, I assure you. Most of you will go to your house and it will become difficult for you to deposit. Most of you will go to your house, it will become difficult for you to carry. Most of you will go to your house, those things you wanted to give that you couldn't give, you don't give, you will not see. Because for you to enter into the fullness of this, you must become new man, you must become weak, you must become kind. These are the laws that come with this. And if you will keep those laws, everything that Satan has to offer will just be happening to you. You will sit in your house and you say, this is that God lost with you much. You are the one between money. See, there are people that since today, they have received more than 10 lots. Not because they supply goods and services. Obedience, they have been strategically positioned in a place of blessing. Some people, the reason their back is wrong now is because of vibration from Allah. And all of us are sons of God. What is the difference? How do they get there in life? It is by blessing from Allah. Every time you violate instruction, every time you violate the demands of the season, every time you violate the instructions of God, you are setting yourself up to be strong. The reason you are strong, the reason we are strong, is not because our God is weak. It's because our obedience pattern is not weak. We need to consciously begin to find out. I told us that Paul was the last of the apostles. So naturally, by chronological order, he was supposed to be this. But if you study the operation of the apostolic and the media continuation in the scriptures, you discover that God was greater than any other. When God met Jesus, Paul said, Lord, what will you have me do? He knew that a new season had come in his life. He was going in a certain direction, but God had activated the new season. And instantly, by the Spirit of wisdom, Paul did tell Jesus, what is this thing for me? That was the question he had asked. He said, we have left God and followed you. What is this thing for us? There's nothing wrong in demanding from God, but there is a higher kind of request. For Paul, when he met Jesus, he knew a new season had come. He said, no, God, you do not meet you. And God became the architect of all the apostles. There are two questions to ask this morning. The first question is, Lord, as you open this season, what will you have me do? It doesn't matter whether you are young or old. When the Spirit brings a question of obedience, then it is not a matter. Because it is the supply of the Spirit that will make the difference. Age is not a matter. Most of the men that are shaping their world today, if you read their story, it began when they were 18 years old. In 1979, Bishop David Oyelowo called the whole Nigeria for a 3 years past. He is about 66 today. In 1979, how can a young boy like that have the audacity to think and call Nigeria for the past in a military era? So when he's speaking with authority today, he's not speaking with authority because he's an old man. He understood those secrets when he was young. David was not shaking his head because he had become an old king at the age of 70. David could confront Goliath. So age is not what makes the difference. It is the extent to which you know the Spirit that is calling you into things. Most of us, the world calls us by different kinds of instruction. We are violating. The reason we pray so much and we have so little is because we don't understand that our soul most of the time is locked up in our minds. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom. Every other thing shall be added unto you. So Jesus didn't even ask us to pray for food. He didn't ask us to pray for bread. He said, that is what the beggar has. You know who is a beggar? A beggar is not a sinner. A beggar is a devotee of a religion. A beggar is a religious man. He said, we are the one that asks for clothes and asks for bread. He said, the meanings of the people. He said, a beautiful and mighty as Solomon of him is not as arrayed as one of them. He said, your heavenly father knows how to make this thing. So what then is the cure for lack? What then is the cure for abundance? It's not necessarily prayer. You may pray and receive, but it's not necessarily prayer. It is obedience to the demands of the government A man of obedience is a man of obedience. Abraham did not pay what for bread. He didn't pay what for cattle. But he lived a life of continuous obedience. When Abraham was old, the Bible says the Lord had blessed him in all things. Our obedience quotient in this is very important. In a moment, we are going to bow our heads and ask the Lord, Lord, we have come to another season. What will you have us to do? Speaking the back. Paul says here, and the next day we are told nothing already. I am sick. I am sick. You will never say I am healed. Don't take your drug, but never say I am sick. The Bible says, let no man in Zion say I am sick. He said, when men are cast down, he says, say I am lifted up. He didn't say when men say they are cast down. Men are actually cast down. He said, when men are cast down, don't talk cast me down, even if you are down. When you are down, that is when you will not up. As you leave this season, speak according to the demands of the season. When you obey the laws of the season, then talk what the season says. Never speak what God is not saying. You will set yourself up. And even God himself will be helpless on your matter. He said, my people, my people. He didn't say strangers. He said, they are destroyed. If there are people, why do you allow them to be destroyed? For the lack of knowledge. That means God tried to get them, but they can't. The Lord tells them, I want to bless you. But they go out and they say, nothing you want. I'm going to increase you. They go out and they say, nothing you want. Every time God tries, God will only charge them. Because they use their voice and their mouth to destroy what God is doing. Every season has laws. And the secret of downloading the protections of the season, they are simply two. One is obeying the demands of that season. Two is confessing the possibilities that is beginning in that season. And you will discover that your lives will change. You will come and talk to the Lord this morning. This morning I gave you very specific instructions so that everybody can understand. We want every day we teach this mystery and we talk to him. Deep spiritual reality. I'd like to say it in a simple way this morning so that you don't remember anything. Unless you go to your shop and you want to gossip and you lose your peace, know that the law of the season is what is confronting you. When left, you want to malign somebody's name and you lose your peace, know that is the law of the season. When left, you want to rebel and you lose your peace, know that is the law of the season. It may be something you want to do, but remember, the more you go in the direction of disobedience, the more you make your life difficult. When next you want to talk fear, know that the season does not permit it. When next you want to talk unbelief, know that the season does not permit it. If you know what to do, you will have what you have. The problem of many people is because their life is not gathered together by their hands. The problem with most people is because their tongue is not controlled by their hands. They just talk what they hear and they do what they like. Men of honor do not behave like that. It's only animals that do what they feel like doing. So a goat sleeps with his sister because he felt like having sex. A goat sleeps with the mother. A goat gets up and faces this direction. They talk this direction. No law around his life. That's why he's an animal. But the Bible says the man in honor that went down is like a piece of the king that finishes. Our life must be gathered and connected together by laws. Every season of your life has laws. Every season. I have fasted and prayed for many years. But this is what I have been. Only one thing God is emphasizing. Concentration. Concentration. So I know that I have to keep the peace in every way. And if I don't obey, and that instruction is lifted, then everything that God brings for me, this is the reason. It's not enough to say I fasted for 10 days. This is God is saying, wait upon me, wait upon me. If you violate it, you will discover that the thing you were doing has seen results. It will become like chaff. Chaff. You were seeing people were crying, falling everywhere. God comes here, there is a new season. Wait upon me, wait upon me. And then you are missing, you are running there again. And then you come to church, you shout. Nothing happens to you. You become like chaff. Because that power is not necessarily what you are doing, it's in the supply of the spirit. And we can see all this morning. Lord, what will happen with you? What will happen with you? I didn't come to speak to everybody. I came to speak to the people that this season is fully for. The people that will deal in maximize this season. mercy on your heart.
Thank you.
subject your soul very quickly. That's the first subject the Holy Ghost will do this one. I will get on the same time. And the first subject is the soul. Out of him, but most of their lives are not changed, but it's not being seen. maybe tonight you find yourself on this. You are strong from February to July. Because the devil has seen that that will be your life. You think you are just sitting and asking God for forgiveness. You don't know what things you are facing. Struggling at the altar. When God wants to do something new in your life, that's when anger comes. Anger comes and you see, they don't want to let them go. Now leave them go. Who told you God did? The God day you are coming, that's the God that you are sent to the rescue. But you mess it up all the time. Because of anger. 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 Listen to me. Thank you.
Holy Spirit! focus on the Holy Spirit in the moment and pray for the people. Let it be.
Thank you.
battles and spaces.
By this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.